This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
You know, people are called names all the time. People love to tease people. But if you're from St. Louis, there's one name in particular that you may have been called, especially if you're from a specific area in St. Louis.
Really?
Do you have any guesses what I'm talking about?
Well, the first thing that came to mind was Hoosier, but that's more general.
Well, listen to this local PBS story talking about this.
If someone in St. Louis calls you a Hoosier, chances are it has nothing to do with the state of Indiana. In fact, they're probably insulting you. Growing up in South County, I heard this term a lot, and sometimes it was even directed at me. According to experts, Hoosier implies someone who's poor, usually white, and from South City or South County. It means something close to a hick or a bumpkin, though it really has a meaning of its own in St. Louis. A scholarly article on the subject gives some examples of who might be considered a Hoosier, including people who leave their Christmas tree up all year, or people who prefer to vacation in Branson.
Don't hate on Branson. I like Branson.
It's true. I've used the term a lot, but I don't have South County in mind when I say it.
I don't either.
I just think it's like calling somebody a redneck or something. You know, it just... You're a Hoosier. Don't be a Hoosier. I mean, I guess I've never thought of it as being targeted to one zip code in our, you know, in our area.
I haven't either. I grew up in West County. My husband grew up in South County. But okay. I'll have to ask him about this, if this was something that he heard more growing up in that area. But I don't think of people in South City or South County as Hoosiers. I mean, that's just never really crossed my mind. Like you said, it's more just a general term that I definitely heard people use growing up, and I'll admit I've used it. But this reporter for the story was talking about how the derogatory mention of that word Hoosier dates back to the 1800s, but historians can't pinpoint exactly when or why it came about. But one theory is that there was a labor strike in the early to mid 1900s that may have brought about this term, because while the St. Louis workers were on strike, workers were brought in from Indiana to take over their jobs, which then would have basically fueled this animosity against the Indiana Hoosiers. That actually, the theory would make sense to me.
It would make sense if it was transported. I don't know when the word originated. Like I grew up in the 80s in Ohio, and that's not only were they called the Indiana Hoosiers, but it was a bordering state. And if somebody said the word Hoosier, I immediately thought of somebody from Indiana, not a redneck. In Ohio, it's a different word. In Ohio, they have a word they use to denigrate people who moved up from the state of Kentucky to southern Ohio. They call them briars, as in short for briar hopper, because when they were young, they were all barefoot because they couldn't afford shoes and they had to jump over briar bushes. I don't know. That's intended as an insult in southern Ohio, although a lot of briars call themselves briars. But the point is, I just think it's a regional thing. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Have you heard this term used much, Carl? Hoosier?
Yeah.
But do you think of it as South City or South County, or
yeah,
just really?
South County, yeah.
South County,
so South County more than South City.
Well, I grew up in South City, so
that's why. So that explains then.
No, yeah. But I heard it all the time.
So if you leave your Christmas tree up year-round, Yeah. Who leaves their Christmas tree up year round? I can understand leaving it up until February. I'll even give you March, although that's a little bit crazy.
Now, Ethan is from South County.
Hey, Ethan, you're a Hoosier.
No, he says the Jeffco people are Hoosiers.
Oh, it's south of them.
It just
pass
keeps
the
going
buck.
South.
So what do the Jeffco people say? Who are the Hoosiers according to those people?
Franklin County.
It just never ends.
Well, that's my point. I just think it's generally... It's like calling somebody a redneck. That's my perception of it. In Ohio, when we would talk about people who were Hoosiers, because obviously if you're a Kentucky fan, you don't like the Indiana Hoosier basketball team. And all. I love the movie Hoosiers, don't get me wrong, with starring Gene Hackman. But we always joke growing up that it was short for Hoosier Daddy, and they just shortened it to Hoosier.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
The movie Winter's Bone with Jennifer Lawrence. Have you ever seen that?
I have not.
Ozarks.
Yes.
She was nominated for Best Actress.
That's a great movie.
She's really good at
Dark.
What's it called?
Winter's Bone. Takes place in Missouri.
I have never heard of it.
It's a small independent film, Mark.
Yeah. Is it more recent? Is it new?
No, it's her first film.
Okay. All right.
That's good. Now, those people might be considered Hoosiers.
Yeah. Well, they are hill people.
Hill people.
Hill people.
Right.
They're Ozark.
Backwoods,
yes.
You would say, maybe. I don't know.
But hill people sounds like
uncultured.
A nicer way of saying what you might really say.
I would not call them Hoosiers. Hoosiers are ignorant. Those people, they are very... The lead actor in that movie was also nominated for Best Supporting Actor. He is fantastic, and he is like the patriarch of that city. And she is hesitant to go to him for help because he's like a crime boss.
Oh.
And so they're not Hoosiers. They're well organized. Hoosiers are not organized.
It's funny, just everyone's interpretation of this. Diana on Facebook says, South City and South County. She says, we in the city back then, it was anyone who did something a little classless, like licking their fingers, having 20 cars in your yard. I would agree with that one. If you have 20 cars parked in your yard, those junk cars... I would agree. Saying words like farty instead of 40. Farty far. You know, there was a band. I'd never even heard of this band. It was some local, I think it was like a, was it a punk rock band?
They're a ska band from St. Lucia University.
Is it MU?
Emory 330.
Okay, that's how you say it. Am I up right now by chance?
You are.
They have a song, listen to this, called Who's Your Love? Whoop, hold on 1 second. They basically just say this over and over and over again. Have you heard the song, Mark?
I have not.
Have you, Carl?
I'm so sorry that I missed it.
They were big in the late 80s, early 90s. But they're a local band, ska band. Back, you know, remember when ska had a resurgence in the 90s? I know, I went to school with these guys.
I mean, I could see it being a fun song to dance to, especially if they're performing it in a venue where people can, you know, relate.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
I'm getting all kinds of text messages on this morning. Mike is from Afton. As will be discussed later, Hoosier is commonly used as the local dialect of St. Louis, Missouri, as a slur that means poor southern rural white trash, which gets right back to my point is that I don't think of it as something about people from South County as somebody mm-hmm. who moved here from out of state. I just think of it as a general term for somebody who's a little bit of a redneck.
That's what I would agree.
Mean, you know, maybe not cultured, leaving your Christmas lights up all year round, having 20 cars in your front yard. What did Jeff, what did the comedian say? You might be a redneck if...
Pat says, I'm from Jefferson County. We accept being called Hoosier as a compliment.
My buddy that lives in Jefferson County says that the Hoosiers are in Lima and South City, so they're pointing north.
Basically, if it's your area that's being called a Hoosier, you either go south or go north and say, No, it's not me, it's somebody else. They are.
Now, there can be West County Hoosiers, too.
Yeah, no, I agree. There can be Hoosiers anywhere. Like Mark said, I don't think it has to do with where you're from. My in-law. I mean, Afton's where they initially kind of my husband grew up, and then they moved to South County. I mean, that is South County, but they moved to a different part of South County. But I would never call them Hoosiers.
Pat on Facebook says, I'm from Jeffco and we accept being called Hoosiers as a compliment.
Yes.
I don't know. I guess so.
The actor I was thinking was John Hawks. He's fantastic in Winter's Bone.
All right.
But they're not Hoosiers. They're more organized than Hoosiers. Hoosiers are not organized. They're rednecks.
I just thought that Foxworthy probably through his humor spelled it out. You know, if your porch collapses and kills more than three dogs, you might be a redneck. I mean, those kinds of things, right? Mm-hmm. If you mow your yard and find more than three cars, you might be a redneck. I mean, he kind of hit the essence of it. I don't think it matters where you live. Now, obviously, if you live in a neighborhood in West County or somewhere like that, they're going to be housing.
Chesterfield has a trailer park.
They do. I grew up in Chesterfield. My neighborhood has a trailer park not too far. There's actually a neighborhood, not my neighborhood, that's, oh my gosh, like multi-million dollar homes. It's, you know, down the street. Not my neighborhood. But then, like, I mean, a football field's length away, there's a trailer park, which is very interesting to me.
Well, that's called zoning. And that's why a lot of areas went to zoning to try to cut down problems on issues like that might hurt your property value. The people that live there, I mean, good for them. They're saving themselves a ton of money and living in a nice zip code.
Jeffrey says, if your Christmas lights are on in your house through summer, you are a Hoosier.
Just don't bother to take them down.
I have people that have Mardi Gras lights up right now.
I know people who have their lights up and they leave them up pretty much year-round.
But are they Christmas lights or are they Mardi Gras?
They're Christmas lights, but there are people now who have permanent lights. That's the new trend.
You can change the colors.
You can change it and they flash, and people who live next door to them typically hate it because it's obnoxious and flashing at night. But I'm not going to say who said this to me, but the joke was that if you were from Jeffco, I'm not hating on the Jeffco people, this is just what I heard, was that they would start every sentence with, I tell you what, and they would end it with, and stuff. So it'd be like, I tell you what, there's a lot of cars out there and stuff.
Okay.
Ethan says you can be a rich Hoosier as well.
Of course.
Money doesn't matter.
Well, it depends how you spend it and
the class
and how you act.
Yes. How are you going to act?
Well, am I a Hoosier?
I don't know. Are you?
No.
Do you want to be?
I'll tell you
one person who will proudly admit to being a Hoosier, and that is Tom Ackerman. But we'll talk to him about it on Thursday.
Tom Ackerman's not a Hoosier. He's from Indiana. Yeah, but see, you can call him that type of Hoosier, but you could never call him.
I've told this story before, but on my drive back to Ohio one time, driving through Indianapolis on the outer belt there in Indianapolis, there was a billboard, and they had a contest among school children in Indiana. It was a anti-smoking contest. They wanted you to draw a picture of something to drive home the threat of smoking, and the prize was the drawings that won were going to get put on billboards all over the state, and the one that won, what it showed the tail end of an aircraft sticking up out of the ground, right? Clearly a plane crash. And it said, a plane full of Hoosiers dies every day from cigarette smoking in the state of Indiana.
That's what they went with.
And I'm like, if you put that up in
Missouri?
Parts of Missouri,
that would not go,
those would
over
be
well.
Fighting words. Somebody would burn it down.
That's so true.
It's not wrong.
Well, it's not wrong, but it's just pretty funny how they throw around the word Hoosier, and it's not an insult. You're less likely to get punched in the nose
They look confused when they come here when they hear that.
Yeah, of course.
By the way, Tony's spot on. If your lawn furniture is in your living room as your living room furniture, you might be a Hoosier.
You might be a redneck.
He just went to his
old
Foxworthy books, and he's just
reading. Yeah, that's funny. Those are good. Good point, Kim. Thank you. I enjoyed that.
Get more at 971talk.com.